Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for that fire that's burning down deep inside our soul. I wouldn't have it any other way. Praise the Lord. And welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the only true living God. There is only one creator, and that is the creator of the Bible, the omnipotent force being that lives forever. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He has all wisdom, all power. He lives forever, and he's just waiting for you to be in intimate relationship with him that will last throughout eternity. Now, right now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father, and his precious Son, oh, beautiful Son, Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah, our Savior and Redeemer, Jesus the Christ, right here on this fire gospel experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, y'all, unapologetically, y'all, as well as unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer He's the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. That starts upon your confession. Once you confess it with your mouth and believe in your heart, you don't just fly away on a cloud for eternity. It starts right here on this earth. Amen. He is the only hope and light, talking about He, Jesus, for this lost, dark, and dying world that we live in. Blessings again to each and every one of you. I am your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. If you have any doubts, you stay right there, because I got proof. I'm going to show y'all what I'm talking about. These anointed gospel artists ain't playing. They've been set on fire by God, and I'm just here to present them to you to honor God in a praiseworthy way and to just uplift you in your spirit. Fire the gospel experience. Your light ignite and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus Christ. Because, listen, God is not a respecter of persons. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with Him in spirit and in truth. We will be indulging in the Word of God and embracing from the book of Judges for your spiritual nutrition as well as your spiritual consideration. Judges 6 and 2. Where we read the writer of Hebrews discussing from the book of Hebrews 11, verses 12, beginning at verse 8 through 12. And he starts with our spiritual patriarch, Abraham, as well as our matriarch, Mother Sarah, his wife. And they are prime examples, y'all, of what it means to people that have demonstrated a phenomenal faith. Lord have mercy. We believe that since God is no respecter of persons, that God will do for us the very same thing He did for those in the Bible, talking about Father Abraham and Mother Sarah. But we must have the same faith that they did to receive what they received. We're going to be talking about by faith from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 8 through 12. My special guest is here. Oh boy, you all just don't know how tremendous this young woman of God, gospel artist, has just not only become to my soul personally as her brother in Christ, but this young lady, I put out the invitation, who currently lives in California, and you all know I'm broadcasting here in my birthplace, Pine Bluff, Arkansas, raised in Detroit, can't forget the D. But it just turned out that she just so happens to be visiting in Arkansas. Hear me now. And I said, that woman of God, if you're able, why don't you come on down from North Little Rock and travel down the road 40 miles to where I am, Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and fellowship with us at New St. Hurricane right here in Pine Bluff. Amen. And guess what? Yes, she did. Her and her husband Eric came by and just blessed us. The warm spirit that they both have as husband and wife, the warm, vibrant spirit that she has as a gospel artist. We'll be playing her music. You'll see for yourself. I'm talking about none other than gospel artist, woman of God, Simona W. Music is here. Woman of God, Simona is here. And you all are going to just love her cool, smooth gospel style. Amen. God has a way of presenting Himself through gospel artists in a beautiful variety of ways. And I just want y'all to know that when you all get a taste of this woman of God, you're going to be singing like the choir. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, He is good. Because it's just like that. We, the people of God, carry with us the tremendous blessed task to be the forerunner of our God, so that people can see the Jesus in us. So call a family member and a friend. We're going to have a good time here with Woman of God, Simona. And we're going to have a many concerts with this woman of God's music. She sent me all, so much of her music, we just going to do her up just right, y'all. So call a family member. Go ahead and call a friend, a co-worker, and let them know that Brother Ron E. Jefferson is indeed back on the internet radio to give God his just due praise and to uplift you in a spiritual way in your walk with the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for lighting the fuse that's going to set the internet as well as the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire. Indeed, I promise you, when God is in your life, there is nothing that you will ever have to be afraid of. That is the sounds of my special guest, woman of God, Simona, is in the house. And didn't she just kick that off just right? Let me tell you about this woman of God, y'all. She is here in the beautiful natural state of Arkansas, wife, mother, indie gospel artist, as well as God chaser. She has studied at Sacramento State, and I'm trying to tell you, this woman of God is indeed on fire for the Lord God Almighty. My pleasure to introduce to some and then just to present to everyone else this gospel queen of Jesus, woman of God, Simona, is here on this fire gospel experience. Y'all better recognize what this woman of God is bringing to the house. She's letting y'all know she is here to do what God gave her to do, and we are so excited and happy to have her do just that. This woman of God is here, and I am not going to hold her up another second. Woman of God, Simona, welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience. Amen. Go check it out.
Thank you.
Blessings, woman of God. Simona, how are you doing, woman of God?
Yes. I am truly blessed. I'm doing well. I'm happy to be here in this great state. It's super awesome. Thank you for having me on the show. It's an honor to be here. Such an honor and pleasure to meet you in person. This has just been a really great experience.
It has been. And listen, before we get into origins of your faith, let's talk about this prophetic coincidence, because, see, we understand that God is very meticulous. He's artistic as well as he's an architect, and he's strategic, right? And see, let's let the listeners know how it all came about for you to even be here, and then I'm going to put my two cents in to let people know that God really did arrange this for us to meet. It's not coincidental.
Totally. Like, this is such an ironic occurrence. It's not even funny. Like, we scheduled this interview like months ago, and I was in, well, I live in California, and I just, you know, Arkansas wasn't necessarily on my radar, you know, just, you know, not really knowing too much about Arkansas, things like that. Well, as destiny would have it, fast forwarding to now, this present moment, you know, I got some unexpected news, and I found myself in Arkansas. Found out I have a bunch of roots here. I come from a family that they sing gospel music. Tawana Frazier and Clara Woods and all of this, Tony Cross, and I here I am finding out about my legacy and roots in gospel music, right smack dab in Arkansas. Actually, Pine Bluff, to be more specific. And I just so happened to be scrolling down on Facebook, and I saw a post from you, and it was for a flyer for a tournament. And I saw on there, it said Pine Bluff, Arkansas. I said, wait. I have an interview with Brother Ron tomorrow. Wow, he's in Arkansas. So then I hit you up, and then the rest is history. You invited me to the church. Came down to the church, I was significantly blessed, and the message was on time, everything was perfect, God just lined that up, and it's nothing but God who connected all of those dots.
Amen, shout out to my church family, New Saint Hurricane Missionary Baptist Church, pastored by the one and only very meticulous, very well-spoken, Bible-literate man of God, Pastor Derek Easter. We were so blessed to have you in the house. We're just looking for you to be able to minister in music. Hopefully the next time you come, we want to be able to share the stage with you once all of the necessary approvals have been met, and let you just bless us with your ministry. Mm-hmm. But listen, we are here to bless the listeners with your music ministry right now, here today. We'll look forward to that day at New St. Hurricane Missionary Baptist Church, woman of God. But right now, we are here to honor you, to bless you for all of your commitment to God. Now, what I want you to do is please share with us what your life was like in the beginnings of your faith. When you made that decision that you wanted Jesus Christ to be your personal Savior, you wanted to go to heaven and be with him forever, tell us that story, and then we'll just progress and talk about your life, your ministry, your marriage, whatever it is God puts in your spirit. We want to hear about it.
Okay. Well, the origins of my faith in giving my life to the Lord occurred when I was a little kid. I felt a very strong pull and call to the Lord when I was a young kid. I was maybe, I would say, 4 years old that I could recall.
Wow.
And then I just,
okay.
I got baptized at the age of 7, and then I got the Holy Ghost when I was 12. And so I just had this natural affinity to the Lord, and I love serving in the church. The Lord would deal with me at a very early age. He was a very close friend to me. So, I mean, I saw his power at a very young age. I prophesied at a very young age, all those kinds of things. And so other powers couldn't get to me, if that makes any sense. I wasn't really tempted by other, you know, witchcraft and this, that, and the other, because I'm so acquainted with the power of God. It was just an amazing experience. And so I've been walking with the Lord. The Lord has been with me throughout my life. And even when I tried to pull away when I was 17,
Come on.
Know how that goes. I tried to pull away, but it's like his love, his hand, it pursued me. And the Lord was not playing those games with me. He let me know, you get out there if you want to. You're coming back, period. And his love and his kindness drew me back, okay? And so sometimes I looked at God like, Lord, you got me in handcuffs. Like, you know, you want to do things, but you always felt this thing that's kind of pulling you back and restraining you. And I said, Lord, get me out of these handcuffs. But now I see that it was nothing but God's love, his protection, his provisioning, him setting me apart for his use.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And where I'm at right now I'm 38, on the other side of many trials that I've experienced, I see how God's hand was with me, and I see how just going forward, like if you lean into what God is trying to do in your life, even with the constraints, and even like Pastor said today, just giving God your yes and dedicating to telling him yes every single day, there are blessings in store, so many benefits, if you would just say yes. I know it gets hard. I know it's rough. But be that clay that God can keep, continue to make, and keep saying yes, keep yielding to whatever he's trying to make you to be. And I'm telling you, you will see the glory of God if you just keep walking with him. And so that's kind of my spiel right now in a nutshell. I'm going to hold my mule right there.
I already know what God will do. You preaching to the choir, but you preaching real good. Now, listen, for a young lady of 38 years young, you have a very mature spirit. I sense just a maturity in you. I sense an old school gospel spirit in you that you are settled. And when you talked about being a young child accepting Christ, what came to my mind is what we started this gospel fire, gospel experience off with, your music, Me and You. I listened.
Yes.
I don't just listen to the music.
My gosh.
Listen to the lyrics. I listen to the words. And you were talking about Me and You. I need you to share with us as best you can, because I know words can't fully appreciate the feeling that's attached with Me and You, talking about you and God. But if you can, tell us about being a young girl trusting in God all the way up to 38 years old, even when at 17 there was the temptation to move into another way of living. Talk about that, woman of God, Simona.
Wow, you know, it is so deep that you recognize that, because when I wrote that song, that was my pure intent. It was to paint a picture about being a young kid. And even if you look at the little video my husband made on YouTube for Me and You, it shows a depiction of a little girl praying, and it shows that little girl growing up. And that's why the lyric says, I've been walking with you for a long time, me and you against the world. Now, granted, it's not in the traditional gospel way, but my heart is the same as any other gospel artist. And I'm telling you, like, God, man, I don't want to cry, but if I could explain it this way.
I got tissues over here. We'll both be crying. Don't worry about it. Go ahead.
God has been such a friend to me. And
mm-hmm.
people say
don't
that.
Cry it out,
and sometimes it can mm-hmm. sound like a cliche, but
yeah.
I've really known him to be there since I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. dealing with rejection or depression and just different things that I would experience. And I even remember praying prayers like, God, if I just have you, I just want you to be my best friend. I was just so obsessed with God, and he would
yeah.
teach me his word. I would have dreams. I'd have understanding and knowledge at a very early age. He put that seed in my heart very young that kept me connected to him. And when I tell my testimony one day, what I'm saying will make even more sense. I'm not ready to tell the whole story yet. God's still dealing with me on it. But when I tell it, it's going to make perfect sense. So the fact that
Amen.
The Lord, with all the background and tragedy that happened to me at my infancy, for
yes,
God
Jesus.
To do that to help rescue me and to set me on the right path is miraculous in
Ooh.
Itself. And as long as I stayed with the Lord and held on to his hand,
huh.
it was all, I mean, it's almost like he was the sovereign parent raising me.
He was.
Sovereign. My sovereign parent. And so.
You said it was like that. No, that's what it was. God stepped in
yes.
as your surrogate father, as your surrogate parent. For whatever
yes.
we had to receive on an earthly level, God was there. We couldn't see it at the time, but when we reflect
yes.
back on what God was at a situation, now that we have spiritual eyesight and hindsight, we can go back and we can see the invisible
mm-hmm.
God that was in our lives.
Yes. And that's what I mean. I said, with you by my side, I'll never be blind. And that's the key.
Amen.
If you acknowledge God in all your ways and you allow him to order your steps and you stay
Jesus.
In prayer, he's going to shine the light. He's going to lead you and guide you. You know, a good man's steps are ordered by the Lord, and he will do that. It is
yes.
not a cliche. If you take the word
what?
Of God literally, I'm telling you, it will work. And you believe, I remember,
Amen.
I'll never forget one time I was going through something so crazy. And, you know, I could quote scriptures and stuff. I've been quoting scriptures since I was a kid. And it was like the Lord literally downloaded into my spirit. Okay, it's one thing to know the scriptures, but do you really, really believe them? And he dared me to apply those scriptures to my life and really take the Lord at his word. And when I tell you when I really did that, my whole life changed. The whole thing shifted.
I know.
You know?
I know.
And so
I
came
it.
Into more intimate knowledge and knowing of God. And so that's
Amen.
Basically, to sum up that song, that's from being a child until now and knowing that I cannot get
Woo.
Through this dark world without the light of Christ in my life, because I don't want to be blind. I got to make it to the finish line. This whole life is like a maze, and I don't want to be getting caught up in no dead ends. I need God to show me the way so I can make it to the finish line, and because destiny is on that other side. That's that song in a nutshell.
You preaching. Now, I'm looking at the list of songs that you sent me, and I already discussed our opening song, which just really set the tone for this platform and this program, Me and You. But we're about to have a Simona W. Music mini concert right here, and to go from... Me and You, I'm going to play your next project. I'm being moved as Holy Spirit God is giving me inspiration. And there was
yes.
a time when you felt afflicted.
Yes. Absolutely.
Talk about that, woman of God. Talk about that.
You know, I feel like a lot of times the saints, you know, because we are a victorious people by our kingdom nature, but sometimes we have David moments where we're crying out in the midst of our pain and our affliction, and I'm one of those artists that will sing about my affliction. because I recognize that I'm not always going to feel in my flesh like I'm on the mountaintop. Okay?
That's right.
And so, and I'm not afraid to express that. And so during this particular time of my life, I was most certainly afflicted on every side. And I didn't see a whole lot of light. I just had to bear it. I had to bear it.
Oh, Jesus.
It couldn't see no way out, but I had to bear it. And but I still had to hold on to faith, and I still had to say, God is pressing me. He's making me through the fire of affliction. And when I come out of this, he's going to make me more precious than gold. Okay?
Fire,
so it's kind of like my little warfare song. It's my song of expression, but it's still my song of faith. And so that's afflicted, and that's why I wrote it.
Amen. Y'all heard her when she said, fire, fire, fire. Yes, Lord. Thank you. For the fire.
Trouble in my way, I got to stay strong. Stay strong. Afflicted. Pressed on every side. I won't be defeated, no. God is with me in the valley. He'll help me move these mountains. Yes. He always surrounds me with his love. Press on every side. He won't wear a crown. I'm the best. Try to turn my fist. I cry to cry, they light, staring all distress. Fall like a bear, I'm feeling very distressed. Not superwoman, don't have an S on my chest. But I say yes to his will. Then try by fire, but I keep still. To make me more precious than gold. God is making me something you never seen before.
Press on every side. I won't wear.
Set this bar so high, trying to do this right. Don't want to justify, the price is on my mind. Not money, clothes, rings, but eternal things. Gold is the road where I get my crown. Grace has set my pace just to see it safe. Would be absolutely amazing. Singing, I win, oh yeah.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Fire, the gospel experience, the evangelistic gospel outreach ministry, cooling you out in a very sanctified way, if I might add, with my special guest, woman of God, Simona, is cooling us out. And it's okay this new genre of gospel music has my full approval, because God is snapping his fingers and bobbing his head and tapping his toes right along with the rest of the church congregation. It's okay. As long as the message of God is in there, woman of God, I think the different blends of how the gospel is presented is a beautiful thing, because you said that, talked about how you didn't grow up in such a traditional way. Your belief system wasn't in such a traditional, stiff-hearted way. We have come to know that Jesus came in a very untraditional way, breaking up the religious structures that really were not of God.
Yes.
So I heard a little bit of that gospel Jill Scott coming out in you with your own unique vibe, I might add. So tell us about what it means. You talked a little bit about being afflicted, but in that song, what was the main message and vibe that you wanted to present to us?
The main thing that I want to present through that song is just the reminder how we can be pressed on every side, persecuted, lied on, in distress, but not broken. And that,
that's right,
in the midst of all of that, it's okay to express how you are feeling, because David did the same thing when he was afflicted. He would cry out about that in the song. You know, because we're still human beings.
Mm-hmm.
We still feel.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we can be off balance as saints, and we repress how we feel. And sometimes it's healthy to just get it out. But on the spiritual side, always knowing where our help comes from, always knowing how to pray, always knowing, you know what, if I'm weak, I can call someone to pray with me. I can find an intercessor. I can, you know, whatever I need to do, I can read the word. I do what I need to do, and at the end of the day, I'm going to be okay because I know what God is doing in the spirit. But I, even though I'm bearing it right now, I'm going to be pure gold. I'm going to be all right. And so that's what I want to encourage the saints to do, because sometimes it's not always a quick fix. Sometimes God is not going to always rescue you out of that situation expeditiously. Sometimes you got to wait.
Yeah.
And it's going to feel like fire. But it's the trying of our faith.
It is.
Okay? It's the trying of our faith, and you got to go through it. And God will bless you for
Now, listen. Now, listen here. We're going to keep it real on this Fire Gospel Experience, because that's what my people have come to expect from me, to tell it like it is, to break away from so much stiff religious traditions that we act like nothing phases us, because when you start expressing true feelings like anxiety and doubt and frustration, we hold it in, woman of God, because we are fearful that if we tell the truth about how we feel, people are going to lose respect for us.
Yes. And
so
it's not, and it's not healthy.
How do we overcome this image that we bear without being fearful that people will lose respect for our Christian faith and our Christian walk? Because the Bible tells us that it's okay that if one man falls in a ditch, he's in trouble. And I'm paraphrasing. But if there are two people with you, you got somebody to help you out of that ditch. It's not just talking about a physical ditch out there in the road. It's talking about an emotional ditch. It's talking about traumas. It's talking about fears. It's talking about anxiety. I'm stating this on the woman of God. I'm expressing the freedom that I found through expressing to the right people, to the right person. This is where spiritual discernment is crucial. We must find somebody, a prayer partner, accountability partner, somebody that is in our church, in our choir, on the usher board, somebody that we have passed by in church services and have felt a communal vibe from, a spirit of trust, and go to them so that we can pour out those toxins that's in us, because as long as there's fear and doubt in us, that is a gateway for the devil to come in. Talk about that part.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, it's what you said. You got to find people that you can trust. You know, just because someone looks, hear me what I say, just because someone looks sanctified and they look like they got it all together. The Bible says you got to know people by the Spirit. Don't look on the outward exterior. Don't look at these sanctified cues that we've been programmed to associate with holiness. You got to know the maturity of that Spirit. You got to know based on the conversation. You got to know where the person is at as far as, hey, can this person, do they got enough spiritual wisdom and insight to maybe help me where I'm at and to encourage me, to uplift me, and also look at me without judgment once I say, hey, this is where I'm at. Because God has specific people in the body of Christ that he has created and he has made through the process of their life to be able to do exactly that. But it's not everybody. Amen. You got to be discerning like you have mentioned. You must. And sometimes you also got to recognize when God is saying, I don't even want you to look to other people right now. It's just me and you. It's me and you
look
right now.
Me.
And I'm going to put you on the operating table. And I'm, yes, just me and you. And I'm going to do surgery on your heart. And I'm going to take you through the parts and the chambers of your heart that need healing and deliverance and things. So discern the difference between the two seasons. When it's time to go out and pour out, and God will place those people around you that you can vent to. Because, you know, David, you know, if you look at Psalm 69, third chapter, what did David say? I'm weary of my crying. My throat is dry. My eyes fail while I wait for my God. You see what I'm saying? He's pouring it out. But he's doing it in a spiritual context. He's doing it in poetry, doing it in song. It's okay to do that. Yeah. Sometimes you may have to sing it out, pray it out, and remember there's not a friend that it will be better to you than the Lord. Now, he's a good listener. Don't ever forget that. One thing I know about God, he's a good listener. He may not always talk to you back when you're pouring out your heart, but he's listening. It's very therapeutic to pour out.
He's always there.
And
I know.
But to your point, find you somebody you can talk to, but by the Spirit, to your point. And that is a very healthy thing to do. You got to do it. Yes.
I know that I'm doing my job in excellence when I can say just enough that needs to be said to get my special guest unwound and fired up. I just put it out there, y'all. And then I dare them to bring their very best of who they are in Jesus so that we can extend this fire that's in each one of us. And when we collectively come together spiritually, the fire that's inside of us will radiate collectively as a force, as a corporate body. Yeah. That cannot be denied. See, one of the illusions and the strategies that the devil has put out there is to get us to pursue spiritual elitism. That means I want to be known. That means I want to be titled. That means I want to stand out among the crowd. And when we do that, it's easy pickings for the enemy to get you. He can see you better and
that's
pick
right.
a bullseye right on your chest with temptation and with arrogance. And with distraction, because you start so caught up in building your ministry. Listen to this, woman of God. People get addicted to serving God rather than serving God. Hello?
Yes.
They get addicted to serving rather than serving God. And that's a fine line, but we have to be mindful of what our motivations is. We have to, every now and then, like the scripture says, let a man, let a woman, let a child at 4 years old, as best she can, he can examine himself to see if he be in the faith.
Yes.
Now, woman of God, I'm going to throw this at you real quick, and I want you to talk about me and you, God, from an early age. There's this time of temptation and affliction. And I've had a tendency to stray away and been caught up as a prodigal. You know what I'm talking about.
Listen, I can hear him say, come unto me. I know those bags are heavy. Come unto me. I'll be your burden bearer. Run to me.
This is that spiritual season that we've come to know as Christmas. And we celebrate, and I need to say this, Lady Simona, that there are certainly two Christmases. There is the Christmas where we celebrate the holy remembrance of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't get it twisted. We're not celebrating Jesus as a baby because he's no longer a babe in a manger. He is full grown. He is the resurrected, victorious Christ sitting at the right hand of the Father of God interceding for us so that we can be the ultimate best that God intended for us to be. But also I need to say that around this time of year, which is supposed to be fun, festivities, and family, there are a lot of people out there that are not feeling all that celebratory a vibe that is intended for the holiday, even though there's two Christmases. There's the other Christmas that's all about Santa Claus, Rudolph the Reindeer, and giving gifts. But our Christmas is not focusing in on Santa Claus. Our Christmas is focusing in on the Holy Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. But your song, your interlude piece entitled Prodigal that I just played is a wonderful opportunity for you to speak to those that are, let's say, backslidden, prodigal, away from the faith, and they know that they are a child of God. I need for you to speak life into them and resuscitate their faith, if you please.
Yes. Prodigal is a song. It's a call to the heavy laden, people who are burdened down, people who are trying to carry their own bags, if you will. And you're tired, and you've been running or walking for a long time, and you're thirsty, I admonish you to go back, come back, come back to the Lord Jesus Christ. He has living water, and he says to cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. And I just dare you to take a U-turn, make a U-turn with your faith. And I know that it's a process, but if you, let's say you haven't prayed for a while, I dare you to just talk to the Lord again.
Yeah.
I dare you to open up the lines of communication, because life could be so much more easier and better and just so much more glorious when you know the purpose of God on your life and when you can walk together hand in hand with the Lord and bless him, or bless you to see your destiny. So open up your eyes and your understanding, and things will begin to make more sense. And I just pray that you will have the faith to come back and to, like I said, open up those lines of communication again. And that's
I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this to listeners, that as a believer in God, you are supposed to feel a certain amount of guilt and resentment over any disobedience that you knowingly accepted and entertained and engaged in for however length of time, because you're talking to somebody that has already been through that. And I pray and I guard myself against what I'm sharing with you right now every day. So it's not as if I'm speaking to you from a higher perspective. I'm speaking to you heart to heart, soul to soul. That initial guilt and pain and resentment is for your good. Because the Bible says if you can sin and not feel pain, not feel regret, that you have seared your conscience as with a hot iron. That means that you have stepped so far away from God that your spiritual intake is no longer affecting you. And what we are saying is that that heavy guilt and resentment that you're feeling is not of the Spirit of God. It's of the devil, because he wants to keep you in a place of oppression and heavy burden, and so that you will feel like you cannot be saved, that you cross that line of demarcation where there's no point in returning. And me and Woman of God Simona, as witnesses, as those that have indulged in some of the very things that you have indulged in, you're not talking to somebody that's going to act like we've been saved all our lives and ain't never did nothing wrong. No, we're talking to you because we do care. We have a calling on our lives to reach out to as many people as we can with the beautiful message that God is the love of our soul. He's a redeemer. woman of God, I want to just transition. Thank you for that spiritual resuscitation that you blessed us all with. I want to talk about when you met man of God, Eric, and the beauty and sanctity and the power that is in a faith-believing husband and wife, and how you succeed in marriage when so many people say marriage don't work and it's outdated. That's another lie from the devil. I'm going to say this and turn it over back to you, that there are people that are not qualified for marriage getting married. Yep. I said
yes.
The high divorce rate is not because marriage don't work. You have people that are entering in either for the wrong reasons or not qualifying or don't have the willing capacities and the characteristics that it takes for marriage to thrive in. Marriage is a beautiful thing because it's instituted by God. What say you, woman of God, that's been married for how long?
I've been married for 10 years now.
So you're a veteran at it. Come on with this beautiful marriage wisdom and knowledge on how you and man of God, Eric, have been able to sustain and thrive in the sanctity and beauty of marriage. Talk about that as a woman of God and as a man of God.
Well, I can say that it's really hard to be married without prayer, because prayer helps both sides to gain understanding, especially when you've reached an impasse. Prayer also helps the heart when it wants to become hard. The Lord knows how to touch the heart and to make that heart soft again. And so that you can have compassion and mercy and show love and exhibit the fruits of the Spirit within the marriage. I can say foundationally, to your point, you're absolutely right. You got to be ready for it. And it has to be for the right reasons. You know, even ladies, you know, a lot of times we just want to look cute, and that is not enough.
Okay.
It's not enough. You have to cook. You got to clean. You got to know when to submit. You got to know when to speak up. You have to know. You have to have wisdom. You have to have discernment about your mate. And if you don't have it, God will, he'll birth it in there. He'll show you when you need to pray, when you need to hold your peace, when you need to speak, and things like that. And nobody's perfect, and no marriage is perfect. Please believe me, no marriage is perfect. But God can iron out any kink, any wrinkle in that marriage, especially if both parties are dedicated to the Lord and there is a baseline of love and respect in the marriage. And so, I don't want to get too long-winded on that. So, but yeah, that's kind of my synopsis, my little brief synopsis.
Amen. Well, I would like to just address a few things. First of all, no one knows it all, and that everyone should be willing to hear. And I'm not saying just hear. Just waiting for you to get an opportunity to fire back. That's not listening. That's called ambushing.
Yes.
Listening to put what my current thoughts is aside and honestly and objectively give what I'm being spoken to a fresh and a fair opportunity to plant a seed somewhere. Now, if I believe I married the right person, this person is not going to try to ambush me or try to rule over me or try to take advantage of me. If you have any of those doubts, then you should have found and figured that out, discovered that in the dating stage. God knows you should have figured that out in the engagement stage. You cannot go into marriage assuming and supposing. You cannot be given that much of the benefit of the doubt when you're going into a lifetime commitment. I know I can get an amen right there. Fact. Now, woman of God, listen to this. Tell me what you think about this. A lot of people misunderstand the phrase 50-50, and I've understood it to mean that I'm bringing my 100% of everything that I am, and I'm asking you to bring all of your 100%, but together we both only bring a half, which is 50, to make 100.
Mm-hmm.
It's not I'm bringing 50% to the marriage. No, I'm bringing my portion, which is 50, which is 100%. I'm not holding back anything. If I have to give more than 100%, mm-hmm. then I am carrying a heavy burden of some of what you should have been carrying. Now, you're talking to somebody that has gone mm-hmm. through this, and I'm divorced now, so I'm a happily single married man. And by that, if you read Proverbs, I believe 16 mm-hmm. chapters says he that find a wife find a good thing. We're not talking about finding somebody mm-hmm. else's wife. We're talking about finding somebody that is already wife material. She's single and she's prepared for marriage. Guess what? I'm single and I'm prepared for marriage. Yeah. So I am a happily single husband, just the equivalent of mm-hmm. the Proverbs 31 woman that is a mm-hmm. blessed woman that will bless a man that comes into her life. So what would you say when it comes to sharing the fair weight of marriage? Because if one person has to do more than their 50%, their 50, their half portion, marriage becomes a burden instead of a joy.
That's true. That's very true. And I think a lot of times couples do struggle with that at some point, where things can be off balance, like, you know, one person's doing way more than the other and this, that, and the other. But you know what? Communication and compassion on your spouse and vice versa, when you express, hey, I feel like I'm doing too much here, I'm running thin right here, I need help right here. Being able to communicate and open up and express. Same concept that we were talking about with David, you know, being truthful and humbly waiting for your spouse to respond to, hey, I'm reaching my capacity here, or I'm running on E here. And so it's just really showing that love towards one another, lightening up the load and recognizing too, hey, this is a partnership. We gotta tap in with each other, and we gotta make sure that I gotta make sure my teammate, my partner is straight. You know.
Yes, Lord.
And so doing that, you know, I will say though, we love the Lord with our whole heart, our whole mind,
our souls
and things like that. So I gotta I love my spouse, but my whole capacity is gonna always go to the Lord. And if it's connected to him, even if I am running low here or there, the Lord's gonna fill me up, right? Because he's the lover of my soul. He's Superman, and I can't put that weight of being Superman on my husband, right? That's gonna run him thin. That's off balance too. Cause God is the source. He's the source of everything, right? And so it also helps to appreciate our spouses for what they can do. And then what the additional things that we need, not putting that extra weight and constraint on them, but going to the source of everything that we need.
Amen.
Which is Jesus Christ.
I've heard somebody say that God is our source and he provides the resources.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna quote Ecclesiastes 4:12, if I may.
Yes.
A threefold cord is not easily broken. Ecclesiastes 4:12. What woman of God is saying, her love for God comes first, and it is no threat to the marriage, because the threefold cord that Ecclesiastes 4:12 is talking about can be applied to God, husband, and wife. And I'm going to say this, woman of God. I'm going to share these three C's that God gave me. When you're talking about marriage, there should be compatibility, there should be chemistry, and there should be Christianity. Because the Bible tells us not to be unequally yoked with unbelievers. So first of all, you need to be a believer, and then you need to go and find somebody that's believing. You say, well, Brother Ron, I know, but the statistics say that there are just as many Christians getting divorced as it is people that don't go to church. Well, I've already told you that there's a lot of people, Christian and non-Christian, that are getting married that are not qualified. Just because you're Christian don't mean you qualify for getting married. So I'm going to say you need to find you need to find compatibility. And that don't mean you walk, talk, and do everything like just like quacking ducks. You do everything the same. You shouldn't even want a Bible here. You should want somebody independent, have their own thoughts, have their own personality to complement those areas that you may not be at full strength in. Compatibility. And woman of God, what about chemistry?
Yes.
Because when you're with the right person, you will see a part of you that did not ever exist apart from this person that came into your life.
That
means
that
you all have created a unique chemistry because this person is in my life. I can see myself developing more kindness, more patience, more joy, more perseverance, more commitment because I'm with somebody that's doing the same thing. So I'm going to give you all those three C's for marriage if you're considering it. In the dating stage, in the engagement stage, compatibility, chemistry, Christianity. I've already written two books, and I'm in the process of writing my third. So you're talking to, listening to a man that has godly experience, and I receive godly wisdom, and I'm just here to share it, just like I'm here to share it on this radio broadcast. Woman of God, listen, what I want you to do right now, because I have one more song that I want you to talk about, Bloom, because all is said and done. Me and you, Lord, when I was a little boy, little girl, through my days of affliction as well as being a prodigal, I finally got to the point where the fruit of the Spirit just bloomed in my life. Talk about that, woman of God.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Man, you know, on that song, Bloom, one of the lines that said was, you know, you pruned me. Yeah, it hurt. But now I'm blooming.
Yes,
and,
Lord.
You know, we go through a pruning process during our walk, you know, with the Lord, and it doesn't feel good. It hurts.
Nope.
Sometimes we feel like God is punishing us. But you see, once you've gone through that process, how the fruits of the Spirit become manifested in your life. Mm-hmm. And you see that all along he had my best interests at heart. And the thoughts that he was thinking towards me were thoughts of good and not of evil to bring me to an expected end. And then when you gain that understanding, you blossom, you bloom, because then you can even further submit to the process that he will take you through throughout your life's journey. And you can, by faith, hold on to the fact that, hey, I might be going through pruning, I may be going through the fire, but I know it's going to yield an awesome result.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm talking about, woman of God. I love how my gospel artists come in with testimony and quoting scriptures to let my listeners know. Y'all don't just get up there and sing songs. And rehearse and all that. No, you all are disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have studied to show approved by God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. And singing is just another facet of your discipleship in Jesus Christ. See, this is the platform and others like it where my listeners can appreciate you not just having an anointed, gifted, talented voice and ministry, but being a person that has the word indwelt in their hearts, in their minds, and in their spirit. So you have the power to be able to go and evangelize. You may not never sing a note, but you can go and tell somebody about the Lord Jesus Christ and how they need to be saved. And you can identify with them on the humanness through all of our affliction and through all of those times when we fail. We can tell people that I've been renewed, I've been restored. So we thank you, woman of God, for your ministry, for your faith walk, for all of the many beautiful things that God is doing in your life, you, your family, your ministry. We bless you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you. Where can my listeners find you on social media? Where can your music be downloaded? And if you have any special upcoming events in California, in Arkansas, or anywhere, you can feel free to let us know so that the listeners in that particular location can come personally, hug you, bless you, pray over you, and support you.
Well, so my music is available on every streaming digital platform. So iTunes, Apple, Spotify. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Amazon. You can purchase my album. It is entitled Encouraged to Inspire. That is my very first funded, independent album, and it's out. I have some singles as well that I put out this year, Afflicted and Bloomed.
Okay.
And in January, I'm so excited. I've been working for a whole year on my second EP, and I think you all are going to enjoy it. It is more in my niche sound. So what I'm really, really, really trying to do, this is more in the direction of what I want my sound to be. So it will be coming out. It's going to be called Songs at Midnight. And it has to do with my midnight season. But there's a lot of hope and joy in there, too. But, yes, so I'm looking forward to that. That will be out on every digital streaming platform as well. And I will be available on social media. I really like Facebook. Instagram stresses me out. So I'm on Facebook. I have two pages.
Yeah.
One, my personal page is Simona W Music, but it has turned into a music page, so I'll take it. And I also have my Encourage to Inspire music page. Once again, my name is Simona, S-A-M-O-N-A. If you Google Simona, just by itself, my music will come up, interviews will come up, and feel free to message me. You can message me. Any upcoming events that I have, I will be sure to post them on social media. And that's pretty much it.
Hey, man. Well, listen, I want to give a shout out to Man of God, Eric. It was certainly a pleasure to meet him. Man of God, you keep doing what you're doing. Keep loving and protecting and providing the peace for this woman of God, Simona, that she needs. Take care of those children. And if there's anything I can do to support y'all in any way, please let me know. I love y'all in Jesus. Ain't nothing you can do about it except love me back. I'm praying for y'all. I just appreciate if y'all pray. I just hope y'all pray for me as well. I'm soliciting your prayer.
Absolutely.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Listen, woman of God, we are so excited to have had you. And look forward to you coming back. If I take too long to invite you to come back, if you feel that fire burning in your spirit, you get in touch with me and say, Brother Ron, I just need to come back and just holler at your people just for a little bit and make sure you bring your music, and I got you covered. I got you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Amen. Woman of God, y'all heard her. Simona W Music was here on this Fire Gospel Experience. We're not through with her music yet, but we are certainly looking forward to any future projects that she has to bless God and to bless his people. Thank you for joining us, woman of God. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome in my
Amen, amen. That's what we're talking about, y'all. Fire, the Gospel Experience, where we are here to uplift the people of God all the while, where we're giving God his just due honor, praise, worship, and glory. My special guest is not here through. She's letting us know that as we walk by faith, which we'll be talking about later on the broadcast from Hebrews 11 chapter, verses 8 through 12, we're going to talk about faith. Faith is the main ingredient to how we grow, or how woman of God Simona W. Music says it. This is how we bloom, y'all. Faith in God.
I'm yours, Lord. You've watched me grow. Been there from the start, was a kid uncared for, but you gave me a family, everything I needed, and so much more. You gave me you, been more than enough, even when lost, you found me. You called my name and said live for me. You gave me water and sunshine.
Grace and mercy keep me growing.
Hallelujah, you proved me. Yeah, it hurt, but now I'm blooming.
Had to learn you want the best for me. Now I'm expanding exponentially.
You gave me you. Been more than we know. Even when it gets rough.
And mercy keep me growing.
Hallelujah, you prune me. Yes, it hurt, but I'm blooming. Had to learn you want the best for me. Now I'm expanding exponentially.
Hello, I'm Pastor Derek Easter, and you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that this fire radio ministry will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about fire on this station.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Easter. That is my pastor from New Saint Hurricane Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3319 South Ohio Street, right there at Ohio and 33rd. You can't miss us. We are inviting each one of you to join us for Sunday school at 10 a.m. every Sunday morning. Now, it's not going to be this coming Sunday morning, which is going to be December 25th, Christmas, but from that point on, feel free to come and worship with us in Sunday school at 10 a.m. at New Saint Hurricane Missionary Baptist Church, and then our morning praise and worship service starts at 11 a.m. We're not trying to steer you from anybody's church. We just want you to come and fellowship with us. Bring your family member, bring your friends, because we love God and we have no problem with uplifting our God, giving him sincere praise and worship. And then how about this? We have Christian life studies, what many people call Bible studies. Every Wednesday, there is a 12 p.m. noon session just for 45 minutes, possibly up to an hour. And then again, that same Wednesday at 6 p.m. for the afternoon people. Amen. Goes right there. 45 minutes, an hour. You're going to get some bona fide scripture teaching here at New St. Hurricane Baptist Church. So if you're in the area, Little Rock, Dumas, Alzheimer's, come on down and fellowship with us, and we'll be glad that you did. You tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience, as we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here's man of God, E.C. Frost III, featuring my man, Samuel Miracle Brown, talking about little baby Jesus.
Can you tell me how this child will be the son of God to the sand to count the street? And you have been chosen to count carry this king. So Mary talked to Joseph as she tried to explain what the angels said. He stood there in amazement, and he stood there scratching his head. He started to walk away, but then he changed his mind. He said, Mary, baby, it's gonna be fine.
Amen. Goes right there. We're into our Christmas season, y'all, where we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, don't get it twisted, y'all, because as I stated before, Jesus is not that little baby in a manger. He is full grown, and he is the resurrected Savior of the whole wide world. He's interceding on our behalf right now to the Father, and we give God all the just due praises for being that intercessor that we need. Amen. Goes right there. We're going to continue this gospel holiday, holy day celebration with woman of God, Karen Zellers Sevier, and Mama Ina Kirksey Zellers. You taught this child how to sing and how to play. And Mama, you did yourself well. Beautiful duet as we celebrate our Jesus.
child is peaceful, laid to rest on Mary's lap, is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. Oh, tidings all come pour down.
Baby.
He's coming again. I'm telling you, the devil is back here. Fight me in this studio. I know y'all thought I was sleeping back here, but I'm back here wrestling with the devil. He's trying to get all up in the broadcast. I had to put the thing on pause just to kick the devil out. Thank you, Lord, for sending a stronger than the strong man to put the devil out of this fire gospel experience. We want to consider for your spiritual nutrition from the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, verses 8 through 12, talking about by faith. Amen. What you going to do without faith? Not a heck of a whole lot. Because our faith is not in our faith, but our faith is in the Almighty One, God. Reading from the Living Translation of the Bible, Hebrews 11 and 8 says, Abraham trusted God. And when God told him to leave home and go far away to another land that he promised to give him, Abraham obeyed. Away he went, not even knowing where he was going. And even when he reached God's promised land, he lived in tents like a mere visitor, as did Isaac and Jacob, to whom God gave the same promise. Abraham did this because he was confidently waiting for God to bring him to that strong heavenly city whose designer and builder is God. Lord, have mercy. Verse 11 says, Sarah too had faith. And because of this, she was able to become a mother in spite of her old age. But she realized that God, who gave her his promise, would certainly do what he said. And so a whole nation came from Abraham, who was too old to even have one child. A nation with so many millions of people that, like the stars of the sky and the sand on the ocean shores, there is no way to count them. Now, for many people, the Old Testament, New Testament of the Bible is viewed as two books. Unfortunately, the historical portion of God's relations with man in the Old Testament is slightly and vaguely read. But the necessity of history is to give us the needed background on our current day living. Our spiritual father, Abraham, is a referential character where we all should seek to find the similarities, which will secure within us the distinctions between God creator and man creation. Whereas we may be subject to change with the weather, but God stays consistently perfect in all his ways. Malachi 3 and 6 bears that out. And it says, for I am the Lord, I do not change. Abraham trusted God. And when God told him to leave home and go far away to another land that he promised to give him, Abraham obeyed. Away he went, not even knowing where he was going. Now, the main ingredient that God requires from us, his created children, is to trust him, which is categorically our faith. Faith is the lifeline of our connection with God. God intentionally has it so. Now, with our five physical senses of touch, taste, sight, hearing, and smell, these senses were given to us to navigate in our physical world that we live in. Yet, God has provided a deeper inner spirit, inner sense, which is referred to as our sixth sense, our soul being, which also has those same characteristics of our physical nature, but operate in the spiritual realm. Our faith is the great connector between physical and spiritual, between heaven and earth. God uses these invisible characteristics because he is invisible, and so are the souls that lie within us. All these can only operate through the apprehension of faith, believing in and beyond our five earthly physical senses is what God wants believers to employ the most. Hebrews 11 and 8, Abraham trusted God, and when God told him to leave home and go far away to another land that he promised him, Abraham obeyed. Now, I want to be like Abraham when I grow up, spiritually speaking. I want to be able to hear God's voice, first of all. I want to hear God speak. And then I want to be able to have the faith enough to be able to take what I've heard and then move in the direction what I was instructed. Amen. Amen. So, this is what our spiritual father Abraham did. He obeyed. How do we know? Because he went away. Yes, he went, not even knowing where he was going. Now, because his actions proved what he believed, trusted God, and moved out in faith. And it's the actions, y'all. That's the proof. Can we, like our spiritual father Abraham, say that when God speaks, that we move? Faith, y'all. It is the designated means and instrument that comes highly preferred and highly recommended by God. Faith moves us into obedient action. And our faith moves God ever so as he pleases. It moves him. And we just have to wait to see what his heavenly selection of choices are. We can't regulate what God to do, no matter how much we pray. He's God. He still has the final say. Verse 9 says, and even when he reached God's promised land, he lived in tents like a mere visitor, as did Isaac and Jacob, to whom God gave the same promise. We need never fret, fear, or be frustrated. Why? Because what God has for us is for us. And specifically in this discussion, when God gives directions, he will always bring about the needed supply. Our spiritual father Abraham lived in tents, which may seem like substandard living, except for when we read in previous verses of all the wealth that God blessed him with. So what you and I may consider a tent to be something in the way of a squalor would be Abraham's tent to be like an outdoor mini mall by today's standards. But the important factor of this is that the tent represented a temporary state. Do we have a sustaining faith when we are in a temporary phase? Can our faith bear fruit even in those times of stationary? Abraham continues to flourish even in tents. Hallelujah. Why? Because his faith continued to stand strong, and that is what stabilized him. Hebrews 11 and 10 says, Abraham did this because he was confidently waiting for God to bring him to that strong heavenly city whose designer and builder is God. Talking about by faith right here on this fire gospel experience. Yes, Lord, we thank you for the faith to do those things that we could never, ever, ever do on our own. You are tuned into Fire, the gospel experience, where we are getting our sanctified gospel praise on. That's right. We are praising the right spirit of Christmas time. Yes. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for taking on a human form so that we can see what it means to live for you in all your glory. Lord Jesus, we are so blessed by God. We just lift you up in high praise, and we thank you, Father God, for, like woman of God Lisa Bellamy Fluker and man of God William Fluker, we do hear what you have spoken. Do you hear what I hear, y'all?
Do you see what I see?
Amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Merry, Merry Christmas to you and yours as we celebrate the birth of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Sounds of woman of God, gospel artist Lisa Bellamy Fluker and her husband, trumpeter, musician, man of God, William Fluker. It's nothing like that married couple that comes together in Jesus that have that compatibility, chemistry, and Christianity that I spoke of a little bit earlier in the broadcast. And we are sharing for your spiritual encouragement and for your spiritual nutrition from the book of Hebrews. The 11th chapter is where we are. And we are talking about by faith. Amen. Because faith is a precious and a beautiful thing. It's the one offering that we bring to God that will always have a much needed return. We were reading from Hebrews 11 and 10. And before woman of God, Lisa Fluker and William Fluker, we heard from the Soul Revivers talking about that great day, that great day. Thank you, man of God, Jason Nation, for sending us Soul Revivals. There is a great day coming. But for our spiritual discussion, we're talking about by faith. Hebrews 11 and 10 says, Abraham did this. He did what? He moved out. He obeyed God because he was confidently waiting for God to bring him to that strong heavenly city whose designer and builder is God. Amen. What a beautiful way to wait. Wait on God. James 1 and 6 tells us about waiting and having faith. But listen, there's another word of spiritual aspiration that we should acquire, and that is confidently. Can we, like our spiritual father Abraham, assume a confidence in our faith that does not wander being tossed to and fro? Like Elder James said in James 1 and 6, but let him ask in faith. Talking about every believer, man, woman, boy, or girl. Nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Amen. And we will certainly be remiss, y'all, if we did not give our spiritual mother, Sarah, her just due. Hebrews 11 and 11 says, Sarah, too, had faith. And because of this, she was able to become a mother in spite of her old age. For she realized that God, who gave her his promise, key words, would certainly do what he said. Yes. Our lady Sarah had her moments where her faith waned. But thank God that she did have and hold on to her mustard seed of faith that restored her back to a full faith in God. Amen. Goes back there. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Talking about by faith, y'all, because that's what it takes in order to please God. The word of God tells us without faith, it is impossible to please God. Verse 12 says, and so a whole nation came from Abraham, who was too old to even have one child. A nation with so many millions of people that, like the stars of the sky and the sand on the ocean shore, there's no way to count them. So if we can connect ourselves to a faith just like that of our spiritual father Abraham and our spiritual mother Sarah did, we become links in a chain of the faith-bearing and faith-loving people that God intended when he first created our original spiritual ancestors, father Abraham and mother Eve. That we should be the generation of faith-believing people that, like the disciples of Jesus the Christ, turn the whole world upside right. Not upside down, because it was already down. They turned the whole world upside right, y'all. Amen. Praise right there. You still tuned in to Fire, y'all. The Gospel Experience. Celebrating our Jesus. So much so that Lord Jesus, we just got to just go run and tell it. Here's woman of God, never for a nation. Celebrating Jesus with a spirit of fire that has her running, singing, and telling about the good news of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Savior. The breath, the birth, the death, the resurrection, and ascension of God Almighty, who is Jesus the Christ. The man who is the very Son of God, the creator of all things known and unknown.
This is a season for us to tell the nation that Jesus is Lord. Listen. I remember when I was going through, the only one I could count on was you. You gave me strength to deal with life every day. I can say you made a way out of no way. Singing low, tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go, tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. That Jesus Christ is born. He carried me in his loving arms, protected me from danger.
The woman of God, Neva Ford Nation wants you to go and tell it, because that's what she's going to do. And that's what we make it a point of doing right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. You already know that. We want to thank our special guest, woman of God, I mean Simona W. Music. She just came in and blessed us so. We enjoyed her music, her real soulful, cool, jazzy R&B style of gospel music, and the truth that she spoke in testifying about all of the good things that God has done for her, and we know that he's going to continue to do things for us. I just want to leave y'all with one final word, if I may have the wonderful privilege of doing so. Don't let suspicion lead you to make the wrong assumption. Pray first, y'all. Don't let suspicion lead you to make wrong assumptions. That is sometimes when we allow ourselves to be uncovered, we need to make sure that we ask God to reveal to us those things that only he has knowledge of. And then we can let that demonic dark spirit of suspicion be removed from us. Amen. Goes right there. And I'm just so grateful. I pray that your holiday, holy day celebration of our Lord Jesus the Christ for coming into this world be filled with joy, be filled with family, festivity, and fellowship, because that's really what it's all about. Amen. Goes right there. We are so grateful for all of the support that you have given this fire gospel experience throughout the years. Thank you. We love you in Jesus. Ain't nothing you can do about it. So you might as well just go on and love us back, because Jesus is truly all that we'll ever need. Here's man of God, Robert Copeland, and woman of God, Jessica Richardson, singing about Jesus is the reason for the season. He is the gift that lasts throughout an eternity. Jesus, you're all I need. Y'all be blessed with you for the name of Jesus, our Savior. Jesus, 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 you're all I need. Sound of Man of God, Robert Copeland and Jamelia Richardson. Jesus, you're all I need. And before that, Can't Let It Get Away, we heard from Man of God, Samuel Miracle Brown, featuring my homegirl from Detroit, Lonnie Crawford, singing about Christmas Soul Mary. Y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of Jesus, and I will just keep you in my prayer. I pray that you keep me in yours. Jesus, we thank you for your life, your death, your burial, your resurrection, and your intercession over our lives. Keep praying for us, Lord Jesus. We will see you one day in heaven to hear those words, well done, good and faithful servants. Bless you now, and we thank you, Jesus. Wonderful God.
Shadow,